السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. ونبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وعنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted us this holy month of Ramadan. And this Ramadan is very unique in our life. We never had this kind of experience in past in our lives. But we believe in qada, in qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever happens, happens to the Qudrat and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us one more opportunity, the whole month of Ramadan. Bilal Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Man fariha bidukhuli Ramadana harramallahu alayhi niran. That whoever becomes happy and pleased by the entering of the holy month of Ramadan, witnessing the holy month of Ramadan, he expresses his joys and his happiness. Because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the Jahannam, the hellfire, haram upon him. And this is the only favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his infinite mercy, has granted us this the whole month of Ramadan, which previous ummah and nation never had this opportunity. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted these favors, five favors to my ummah, which were not given to the previous ummah. Number one, the bad smell of the mouth of the fasting person is more sweeter and pleasant and liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than fragrant of the musk. The fish in the ocean make dua'i maghfirat and forgiveness for the fasting people until they break the fast. The third favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares and decorates the Jannah from the beginning of the Ramadan every day. The fourth favor, the shaitan and devils are changed to so they cannot interfere with the ibadat of the believers. Number five, on the last night of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the believers. And this is the very great favor and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yajtahidu fi ramadana ma la yajtahidu fi ghayrihi. And this is the riwayat in the Muslim Sharif that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make extraordinary effort and sacrifices during the month of Ramadan, which he never used to make in any other month of the year. Another hadith, Rasulullah, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل رمضان شد مئزره ثم لم يأتي فراشه حتى ينسلخ. And this riwayat in the Bayhaqi Sharif that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrate that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the holy month of Ramadan used to enter, he used to tighten and fasten his lower garment. Meaning, he used to make, you know, musta'id. He used to become musta'id and prepared and ready to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thumma lam ya'ti firashu hatta yansalikha. Then he never used to come to his bed until the end of Ramadan. Meaning, whole month of Ramadan, during the day and night, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to away from his bed, used to away from his resting place, and used to stand up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, day and night. Another hadith also narrated by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, because Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, قالت إذا دخل رمضان يتغير لونه وكثر صلاته وابتهل في الدعاء واشفق لونه او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. This riwayat also in Bayhaqi Sharif. She said, when Ramadan used to enter, I used to witness the face, the color of the face of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to change, and used to increase the prayers. He used to increase the salah other than faraiz. And he used to be very, very humble in his dua. And used to cry a lot for the ummah in the dua and supplication. وَأَشْفَقْ لَوْنُهُ. And his color used to be like faded, that he is suffering or is going through with very difficult task. This is how he used to humble himself and used to, you know, spend his entire time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala narrates that khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhir yawmi min sha'ban faqal ya ayyuhan nas qad adallakum shahrun azimun mubarakun. That when in the last day of the sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered all of us, and he said and addressed to us that, O people, verily, the holy month of Ramadan has been bestowed upon you. This is a very great and blessed month. Shahrun fihi laylatun khayrun min alf shahr. In this holy month of Ramadan, there is one specific night which is in virtue and thawab and reward is greater than the worshipping of the 1,000 months together. Shahrun ja'alallahu siyamahu faridatan. This is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mandatory and compulsory to fast during the day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sunnah to stand at prayer during the night time, which we call a salatul taraweeh. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man taqarraba fihi bi fadlihi kana kaman adda faridatan fima sawah. That whoever perform any nafal act, any nafal prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his reward and thawab equivalent to the faraz. وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيدَةً فِيهِ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى سَبْعِينَ فَرِيدَةً. And whoever perform one faraz, one obligatory act during the month of Ramadan, for example, five time prayers or fasting, which is compulsory in a faraz, or to pay zakat upon the rich people, which is compulsory. So any compulsory act anyone is doing during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his thawab and reward to the 70 times. Once faraz salah equivalent to 70 times faraz. Likewise. Then he say, وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرُ وَالصَّبْرُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. This is the month of patience. Definitely we are hungry whole day, we are thirsty whole day, the long day is the hot days. And because of that, we have to tolerate a lot. We get very angry, we get lose our temper. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever show his patience, sabr, on any calamity, physical or mental or spiritual, sawabuhu al-jannah. Because of that patience and sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him. A sawab is the jannah and paradise. Wa shahrul muwasat, wa shahrun yuzadu fihi rizq al-mu'min. This is the month of showing the sympathy and empathy for fellow Muslim, those who are less fortunate, those who are destitute, those who are needy. You show your mercy, kindness, and compassion for them. Though this is the holy month, Allah will reward you abundantly. And this is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the thawab and reward of the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the sustenance and risk of the believers during this month. Another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that we have to take care of this holy month of Ramadan. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رب صائم ليس له من صيامه إلا الجوع. That there are many people who are fasting during this month of Ramadan, but they are not achieving anything out of it except hunger. ورب قائم ليس له من قيامه إلا السحر. Likewise, those who are standing at night and making themselves tired, they are not getting or benefiting anything out of their tiredness and sacrifice except that they become tired. They're not achieving any goal. Why? Because there are three reasons for this. Number one, they are fasting but breaking their fast with haram food, with doubtful food. So whole day they were hungry, but because they break their fast with the haram food, they not achieve any sawab and reward. The second explanation, that they are fasting during the day, but they are backbiting, slandering, abusing their tongues. Because of these sins, they are not achieving any benefit out of it. And the third category is they are not being away from committing sin and evil. That's why in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that as-siyamu junnatun ma lam yakhruquha, that the siyam is the shield, protection shield, until you not break it. And how you break it? By slandering and backbiting and committing sin. That's why Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that there are three categories of fasting. Number one, the fasting which is general people fast from dusk to dawn, from morning till evening, till sunset. And they stay away from food and drink. That is the normal general concept of the fasting. It is very low category. The second category of fasting is that while you are staying away, abstaining from eating and drinking, at the same time, you have to protect your eyes from looking at haram. You have to protect your ear from listening to haram. You have to protect your tongue from by uttering any word of haram. You have to protect your hand and legs by touching or going towards the haram. So by fasting, staying away from food and drink, you have to stay away from committing sins from all the limbs and the organs of the body. And this is very, very important. And this is the second category of fasting. And the highest category of fasting is while you are abstaining from the food and drink and committing any kind of sins, your mind and your brain and your heart should be away from anything, any thought other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in your mind, in your heart, there should be no thought of any worldly things. It should only think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should only engage in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a very high category because we have no control over our thoughts. We have no control over our mind. This is very lofty position of the pious people and the Anbiya alayhi salam and the Salihin. But at least we can try for the second option, that while we are fasting, we should try to stay away from the committing any sin. That is why Hafiz Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullah alayhi had said, what is the main purpose of the fasting As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted in this verse, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you may obtain the taqwa. And what is the taqwa and piety? What is righteousness? What is the God-fearing? He explained, لَيْسَ التَّقْوَى بِسِيَامِ النَّهَارِ وَلَا بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ وَلَكِنِ التَّقْوَى تَرْكُ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ وَأَدَاءُ مَا افْتَرَضَ اللَّهُ That the taqwa and piety is not just mere fasting during the day or standing awake during the night and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, the main taqwa and piety a person can only obtain when he stay away from the haram and unlawful things during the day and night, and he must obey all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the benefits of this holy month of Ramadan, there are so many things to say, my brothers and sisters, is that the Holy Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, and all the divine scriptures, Torah, Injil, Zabur, and Suhaf Ibrahim, were revealed during this month of Ramadan. And because of this holy month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in this holy Quran, in this holy month of Ramadan, and whoever associated with the holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated his status. For example, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam brought the holy Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him Sayyidul Malaika. He became the master of the angels. It is revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam became Sayyidul Anbiya wa Rasul, master of all the prophets and the messenger. This the Holy Quran was revealed during the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this holy month of Ramadan a Sayyidul Shuhur, the master of the all the months and best of the month. This Holy Quran was revealed during the night of Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylati mubaraka. In another surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna anzalnahu fi laylati al-qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylati al-qadr, laylati al-qadr khairu min alfi shahr. So this is the month, in this night of the Qadr, this ayat was revealed, the Holy Quran was revealed. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this one night is more than 1,000 months of the worship. This is all the honor and dignity of the Holy Quran. And this Holy Quran was revealed for us. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrajat linnas. That you are the best of the nation and you have been created for the benefit of the entire mankind. My brothers and sisters, one of the reasons of this holy month of Ramadan is to look for the Laylatul Qadr. And inshallah I will mention about the fadail and virtues of the Laylatul Qadr in my sermon, but just to make sure, because as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, this night is revolved during the holy month of Ramadan. This is not fixed night only 27th of Ramadan, but ulama explained there are so many different riwayat with regard to this holy month of this great night. So three things we have to keep in mind from the beginning. Number one, that you should have intention from the very first of Ramadan, from today, that I'm, oh Allah, you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah grant me a tawfiq and ability to spend and achieve the barakat and blessing of this holy night, Laylatul Qadr. The second thing, my brothers and sisters, we have to be very careful that we should not miss any prayer, especially the Fajr and the Isha with congregation. If you perform Isha and the Fajr Salat with the Jamaat, with the congregation, then you will get the reward of the entire night worshipping. So if you make sure the whole month of Ramadan, you do not miss Isha and Fajr, then automatically you are going to achieve this Laylatul Qadr. And especially last 10 nights, that we have to be very, very careful and spend this time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every night, we have to spend some times awaking and making ibadat after the Isha, after the Taraweeh. My brothers, quickly, I go through which few things which will not break the fast. Inhaler, water goes down to the throat while you are gargling. Nozzle spray, vomiting mouthful, and swallowing anything, drops in the nose or in the ear, to eat or drink after Subah Sadiq or to break fast before sunset. These are the few things which will break your fast. The things which not break the fast, drops in the eyes. If you put some medicine in your eyes, it will not break. Eating or drinking unmindfully, unintentionally, that will not break your fast. To rub the wicks or balm or tiger balm onto your head or body will not break your fast. Any IV, any injection in the skin or in the tooth which will not break your fast. Water enter into the ear or you swallow saliva, that will not break your fast. Any injection or vitamin B or D, you take it during the fasting, it will not break the fast. If you have glucose or blood test or insulin, that will not break your fast. Oxygen, ventilator will not break your fast. So these are the few things, my brothers and sisters, we have to keep in mind. May Allah give us tawfiq to spend our day and night in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My next topic of next Friday will be with regard to the zakat, the virtues of the zakat and some masail of the zakat. And inshallah tonight, we will have Darsul Quran at 9 p.m. inshallah. And I will make the tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf. So inshallah, there's a different ID for it. You have received the email. So inshallah, be on time, 9 o'clock. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. Wa akhru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thank you.